Hi, this is Phoebe Blamey and welcome to the Happy Money Journey podcast for today. I'm really excited to have you here. I have spent most of my life working in financial services. I'm a qualified financial planner and I have my own mortgage broking business since 2006. I know that as a busy woman, it's really hard to get your life into some sort of shape. And so I'm here to help you on your own happy money journey. Hey, it's Phoebe Blamey, best-selling author of The Happy Money Journey, and welcome, welcome, welcome to your Happy Money Journey podcast. And last week we spoke about procrastination, and this week I want to talk about the cure to the minor procrastinations we have, the cure to getting the washing folded or getting the, you know, the minutiae of life, getting the small stuff done, basically, that we can push to the side, but also about creating some good habits around our money. And creating habits around our life really does help us create some good habits around our money. So if you are a woman that hasn't got your morning routine into gear, if you're a man that gets a coffee on the way to work every day, but you really want to save some money, if you really want to change something, this episode is the cue to how to do that. So let's jump in. What happened to me? Let's talk about what happened to me this morning. So this morning, I had a really rotten night's sleep. This morning I got up, I faffed about in the kitchen for about half an hour. My brother rang me. I was all out of kilter. And it reminded me that I used to have this excellent morning routine. I used to jump out of bed, go to Pilates, get home, walk the dogs, and have some breakfast and start my day that way. And I made myself that morning routine after reading two books. I read The 5 AM Club and I read The Absolute Bible of Creating Habits. And if you haven't read it, jump into it on audiobook or read it. Is Atomic Habits by James Clear. And those two books really helped me create my mornings. And I owned my mornings. And I don't know what's happened recently, but I've kind of just lost my space with my mornings. So I wanted to bring that back because there's a few things that happened for me when I start owning my habits and owning what I'm doing again and making sure that things are things that I do automatically, even when I'm under pressure. Because if I've got those things down pat, then I'm not taking shortcuts in other parts of my life. I'm not getting the takeaway on the way home. I'm organized. I feel better. My mind feels clearer. So if you've ever been in that situation and you want to change it, this is my rationale. This is my reason how. So James Clear talks about habit stacking. Habit stacking is when something that you do normally every day gets, and something you want to do gets inserted so that they live with each other. So for example, alarm goes off, I get ready to go to Pilates. The only way I could do that was by ensuring that the clothes that I needed to wear to Pilates were right next to my bed. So I got a little thing at the end of my bed, put them there. I could put them on without even thinking, jump out, because I knew that I wasn't going to get up and have to spend 5 minutes or 10 minutes going through my wardrobe, finding the right things to wear. They were there and they were ready. That habit, wake up, clothes are already laid out, jump into the clothes. You're in the clothes before you even know you've woken up and you're halfway down the stairs on your way out the door to jump in the car to go to Pilates. Easy to have it stack like that. However, if I promised myself I was going to Pilates, didn't have things ready, so hadn't put myself in the position where everything was actually ready to go, and I knew I had to get up and look for things, then 9 times out of 10, I'd stay in bed. So habit stacking is the absolute goal of creating that new habit. And various other things need to happen with it. So we've got to stick to something. There's two ways that we stick to something. We stick to something because we're afraid not to, or we stick to something because it gives us pleasure. So I'm going to talk about something that's a little controversial, actually, because Suze Orman always says she never buys a takeaway coffee, and Ramit Sethi, I Will Make You Rich, always talks about how you shouldn't be giving up your morning coffee. Well, if you live in Melbourne, your morning coffee is $6.50. If you live in Melbourne and you walk past and you want your oat milk or your almond milk or your latte with turmeric or whatever, it's a $6.50 experience. So if I walk past my coffee shop, and I've been in the habit of walking in there every day and getting my coffee on the way to work, and I want to save money, and I can instantly save money by stopping that morning coffee or reducing the number of times I have that morning coffee. A couple of ways I can stack that habit. I could walk a different direction so I'm not walking past the coffee shop, or I could walk past the coffee shop and give myself a little dopamine hit by every time I don't buy the coffee, I put the money from the coffee into my high interest savings account. So into my luxuries account. Off it goes. Instead of being my coffee, off it goes into being something that I can do later for a luxury, and I can watch those savings grow. Now, that's a good way of doing it. It's probably not instant enough, but it starts me on a path of delayed gratification. So instead of stopping and getting the coffee, we put some money into savings that we're then going to spend later for something bigger. So we're delaying the gratification of the holiday or the beautiful coat or the something else that we want that isn't a pile of takeaway cups in our bin. And they're the sort of things that I think really work for me. But it can be really hard to make those habits stick, right? So you go out with the best of intentions, and like my morning this morning where I've lost all of my good intentions, it can be really hard to make those stick. So how do we make the habits stick? And this is where I think we get into the hardest part of it. There are a whole lot of things that can get in our way. And the things that get in our way are the fact that we prioritize ourselves under other people, that we don't give ourselves any kind of, we've got that human giver syndrome. You know, we're always taking care of our kids, taking care of our parents, taking care of our husbands, wives, workmates, someone else. And getting control of our habits and putting ourselves first is such a key to being able to really get in there and make the changes that you want to do so that you're living alongside your values. And one of the things that we need to do to be able to do that is to be truly authentic to ourselves. So know who we are and know what our needs are. Know where our best times of days are and know where we might struggle a little. What are the things that are going to lift us up? And what are the compromises that we can make on, say, for instance, we've put aside our morning coffee for 5 days. Maybe on day five, we do something that gives us a bit of pleasure, a bit of short-term pleasure. So thinking about this, we think about it from a number of different perspectives. We need the reward, we need the pleasure, we need the satisfaction that's coming from a habit. And that's hard when we're giving something up, right? That's so different from being able to add something in that's bringing us joy. So the first couple of times we try our morning routine of going and doing Pilates at 6 a.m. 6 a.m. is painful. It hurts. It's not where we want to be. But by the fifth or sixth time, we know that we're going to get that hit after doing the exercise of feeling really, really, really good. And whether that's doing it in your own home or getting up and going to a class, it doesn't matter. It's the getting outside. It's the doing the exercise. It's the thing that is going to make a difference to you. And interestingly, when I was looking into all of this, I was also looking into Ayurvedic body types and how people perform differently at different times of day. So I'm talking about owning your morning, but it could be owning your evening. It could be owning your midday. It's whatever time of day is going to work best for you. And you know that time of day when you're at your least productive, most automatic, can throw something in there and it just won't matter. And I think for a lot of us, it's the morning, but it doesn't necessarily have to be. So let's think from the perspective of we own our morning and we've been doing the good things. So we've got the kind of self-satisfaction kind of reward going on. We feel really proud of ourselves, but it's not quite as good as doing something that gives us absolute pleasure. So throwing into the end of that habit, when we've done something good, what's our reward? What's the thing that's going to make us feel better? So back on the coffee example, we've given up coffee for 5 days. What if instead of giving it up for 5 days, we give it up for 4 days, and on day five, we take a work colleague out for coffee and it becomes a ritual. It becomes a connection. It becomes something that we're doing with someone else that's giving us pleasure. Instead of just bowling past the coffee shop, grabbing the coffee, drinking the coffee, chucking the thing in the bin, we're actually getting out there and spending time. We're connecting. We're doing something that gives us far more of a lift. We don't buy coffee in my office every day, obviously, because these small thousand cuts is such a thing that I talk about all the time. But we do have extraordinarily nice coffee. We've got a cafe down the road that actually does their own beans, and we absolutely love what they do, and they make us a special blend. And yes, it's just a plunger coffee, which drives Hannah a bit mad. We need to get a proper coffee machine, I know. But that small hit, that small lovely, it's really nice. It's something that we do to just sort of up-level ourselves while not spending or wasting or throwing away the money that we can throw away. Another example is when you get home. Who gets home and thinks, I cannot be bothered to cook, I'm just going to get Uber Eats? And here's where habits hurt our money again. Uber Eats, maybe 33% on top of the cost that you'd get if you walked into the shop. Uber Eats, potentially a delivery fee of $5 or $6, potentially a service fee of $5 or $6. You've maybe, in that transaction, spent an extra $20 to get your $13 burrito. And I've seen it happen. I've done it. You know, I'm not perfect. It's one of the things that you do. I've done it once. one of the things that you do and just think, why on earth is that easier than having stuff in my fridge that's already cut up that I could just throw into a pan? That not working for you? HelloFresh and all those other instant meal things that you can cook yourself. It's quicker than getting takeaway. It comes to you warm instead of lukewarm. And the pleasure you get from the food that hasn't been sitting squished into someone's back of their motorcycle backpack thing for 10 minutes as it makes its way to you is so much nicer and feels so much better to eat. So rituals around things and creating the habits by changing those small things we do. One of the other things that I really want to change, I think, is getting home and sitting in front of the television. So what can I do instead? I can take the dog for a walk. I can do something. I can read a book. I can cook my dinner. I can go for a walk on my own. Whatever I need to do to break something that's bringing me down, to give me something that's going to uplift me, and add in those little treats that go with it, the connection, the interest, the just changing something really simple up to being something that is almost a ritualistic reward for you. And that's, I think, where our compromise becomes a shared experience. It becomes a joy. It becomes something that we really like to do. And so when we're caught in that human giver syndrome, we're prioritizing everyone else, we're often in a situation where we feel rushed, put upon, stressed, our cortisol's gone out the window, and we're not giving ourselves those moments. And those moments can be as simple as just going outside and taking a breath. Eating the sun, I think they call it in Ayurvedic medicine, where you put your arms out and you put your head up and you look at the sun, and well, you don't look directly into the sun, but you close your eyes and face in the direction of the sun and just breathe it all in. Taking those moments for yourself and realigning yourself with what are the habits that you need to create? What are the things that you need to do for yourself so that you can function? So that you can get out there and be the best possible version of yourself that you want to be. and you're not caught up in putting everyone's priorities before your own, because you've given yourself your moment. And creating that habit of giving yourself your moment can be one of the most important habits that you can create. So my moment, I want my moment to be my mornings. I like doing stuff in the mornings. I like getting the exercise and the meditation out of the way. Now, reading the 5 a.m. Club, 5 a.m. Club has you getting up at 5 a.m., meditating for an hour, doing a whole lot of yoga poses, getting into your day, right? I've modified that slightly for myself, and I really like getting up, 20-minute meditation, yoga or Pilates or whatever I want to do that morning, going for a walk and getting outside. Andrew Huberman, Huberman Lab, you know I'm listening to that madly at the moment, thinks that getting out, just get outside. First thing you do, get outside. Everyone in my office, first thing they do, make themselves a cup of coffee and they get outside. First thing I want to do, I'm driving to a class, so I'm getting outside. What are the small things that you want to do to own your morning, own the creation of your day, so that when you are feeling stressed and when you are feeling put upon, instead of feeling that, or moving around your schedule of dopamine, you're putting things that give you that little high during the day, that little rise, that little lift, instead of feeling the strain and the stress of being put upon. So what are the things that you need to do? And I'll tell you what I want to do is I want to get up in the morning. I want to go to Pilates. I want to start going to Pilates again. I really like it. I like going there. It makes me happy. I want to be back home by 7 because then I can walk the dogs around the block. I can still do my phone call with my friend that I've been doing every morning, and we do our walk around for half an hour, get home, get showered, get out the door, have my lunch already ready, and be just making my day as easy as possible. What I'm going to do now is take you through an exercise that will help you get your morning sorted, or get your time of day sorted, but we're going to use morning just because morning. So, if you're driving, pull over. If you're walking, take a seat. Let's just take a moment to close your eyes down. Take a deep breath in. And we're going to talk about what you want to do to change one habit in your day. And we're going to start with the morning because it's easier. So your alarm's just gone off. You're in bed. What's your next step? What have you done to set that up? Where do you need to go? Where do you need to be? What activity are you doing? How does it make you feel to do that activity? When you finish doing that activity, how do you feel? What's the next thing you do? What time is it? How long have you given yourself? What do you need to do to make this happen? What are some of the barriers you can see to making this happen? You finished this routine now, you've finished creating this habit. I want you to grab a pen and paper if you can. If you can't grab a pen and paper, use the record button on your phone. And just say all the things that you can change, do, or do differently. And then I want you just to commit to one of those things. Commit to one of those things over the next week. You're going to change one habit. You're going to add one habit into your life. you're going to start making a difference that is really going to start helping you get yourself on track, save money, and live your best possible life on your happy money journey. So thank you for listening. As always, enjoy the journey, and I will see you again next week. You know where to find us.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. My name is Hannah, and I am the producer of this podcast, along with Joshua Dean Graham. I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which we live and work, and pay our respects to the ancestors and elders, past, present, and emerging. We are grateful and honoured to live on this land and pay homage to the traditions of storytelling, communities, and the connection to land. Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Disclaimer. Just a reminder that the advice that's contained in this podcast is general in nature. It doesn't take into account your individual needs and circumstances, and we recommend considering the appropriateness of any advice to your individual circumstances and needs.